Here at Poowong East, and I'm talking to Heather Olson. Maybe you could tell your story here. So you are a, what did you call, a ringer in?
Yes. I'm married to the fourth generation of Olsons from Poowong East. The original descendant was Niels Peter Olson. They came out in 1877 here to Poowong East. There was one of 15 families that came to the area. The farm that Niels Peter owned, it was called Trihome after the property he lived on in Denmark. Everybody's very proud of the Danish tradition in the area. A few other people have gone from over to Denmark to have a look around. It was basically the Olsons that are the ones that are left. Others have moved off, but they still come back here for occasions and to connect with us here as well.
So the Olsons, how did it come about to settle here?
They apparently wanted a better life than what they could have in Denmark. I think they wanted to own land, which they couldn't at the time. So they came out here to Australia basically to find some gold. Some went to America in search of gold. One brother went to America. Two brothers came out here to Australia. One brother passed away up in Chewton near Castlemaine. They heard of land opening up here down in Gippsland. Basically, they were all farming people who wanted to own their own farm, so they came down here, cleared their land, set it up with a house, like as in a log hut, and then went back and brought their families down from the gold fields. And then they worked in teams around the area to help clear all the land. So it wasn't just one person trying to clear his own land.
So the photos inside the community hall, they are the original community settlers?
Yeah. Yeah, they are. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we're trying to keep a bit of a history here. People can trace where we've come from and who was who.
And you have a poem written by whom?
It's Wilbur Olson. He was the grandson of Niels Peter Olson. He developed a talent for writing poetry later in life, and he's got quite a few nice poems. Become a bit of a tradition that I read one of these poems out at the Danish gatherings.
And these Danish gatherings, do you have them every year, and when did they start?
They started in about 1983, and they've been a biannual affair. So we've sometimes gone out to different farms and sat in the paddocks or gardens or somewhere like that and picnicked out there. So the last few years we've decided with the hall upgrade that it's a fitting place here. We've got the amenities close by, etc.
All right, let's hear this beautiful poem.
This is called The Ghosts of the Pioneers. Mid the hills and the valleys of Poowong East, I lay neath the shade of a blue gum tree. In this peaceful setting I fell asleep, and I dreamed of this place as it used to be. I saw the folds of the rolling hills, the eternal green of the forest deep. Beautiful, yes, but forbidding too. A warning to man to his distance keep. I saw the ghostly figures that moved as they sweated and toiled over the log-strewn ground, but no ring came from the swinging axe, and the falling trees never made a sound. I watched as the rough log shacks took shape, their homes for many a long lean year, and the little clearings where grass grew green, the first small fruits of their sweat and tears. A sick child laying so still and wan, while its mother tends with devoted care. Help lies far over a forbidding track, her one hope, love and an urgent prayer. I saw the flames and the smoke-filled days as the fires raced down over this helpless scene. Like the wave of a wand, the colour changed to morning black from eternal green. Then the dark storm clouds and the driving rain that swept the gullies in raging flood, bringing new life to the blackened waste, but turning their tracks to ribbons of mud. I watched them dance in a rough log barn to those old tunes as the fiddles play, and there for a time they lost their cares, and they laughed and swayed till the break of day. I woke with a start as the herd trampled by on the tracks those myriad hooves had made, where their forebears trod for 100 years, and a man could not have found a better grade. And I gazed at those green and rolling hills and began a little to understand how my dream had unlocked those secrets held by the folks who had conquered this wild bush land. I had been back there where it all began. I had mingled with joy and tear, for my dream had taken me back through time with the ghosts of the pioneers.
Thank you. Very beautiful. And I was just thinking, as a Dane myself, driving to this beautiful place, they must have, you know, when they were coming on horseback here, they must have somehow reminded them of Denmark, the hillsides and the farmland.
Yes. They said that they believed the ground to be the most fertile, where the trees grew the tallest. So that's one of the reasons why they came here.
Thank you very much.